Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday, but in the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America, more important now than ever. And I mean that as much as I could say it. You look at chapter one right there, Trump's war against the enemies within. You are seeing it in real time. As I always say, Dr. Savage's show is the cornerstone of the Trump's presidency, and his book, Trump's War, his battle for America, is like reading it in real time. I keep going back to my copy, folks. I keep going back to my copy because it's almost like it revises itself. Something happens in the news and I look at it and I go, did I miss that? Did I see that? I go back and it's like, boom, it's there. It's almost like it's revising itself. So Trump's War, his battle for America, you're definitely going to want to at least give it as a gift if you've read it already. And go to michaelsavage.com where you can pick up your copy there. In the meantime, Lou Pate here with you. Oh, do we have a show coming up for you today? If you want to take part in the conversation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. It went from Russia, Russia, Russia to Comey, Comey, Comey. The Democrats don't know what to do, folks. The media does not know what to do. And by that, I mean they don't know what to do with our President Trump. They don't understand the man. They don't understand a president who says what he is thinking when he is thinking it. Again, in real time. All the time with former presidents, whether they be Republican or Democrat, you had to go back and say, well, what did he mean by that? Let's overanalyze it. And you know, someone like Bill Clinton can talk for 10 minutes and not say a word pertaining to the question that was asked. So we're going to talk about the private dinner with Trump, where now they're saying, the media is saying Trump demanded his loyalty. The White House now, just a few moments ago, actually has denied that that ever took place. We'll talk about Trump's tweets. I love them. I love them. They don't get them. Here's the part. Before I get into the topics of the day, just quickly. Trump is something that he's an individual. He's his own person. He's his own man. He's his own president. And what I mean by that is the media has a criteria of how a president is supposed to act. And Trump doesn't do that. It's as simple as that. And they just can't get used to it, But more on that later. We're going to talk about Trump punching back to the media and how the media doesn't like when he punches back. There's more fake news coming from the New York Times and the Washington Post, CNN and MSNBC. Are you surprised? We'll get into what that's all about and how even after the New York Times and Washington Post stories have been credibly debunked, in this case, the acting director of the FBI under sworn testimony, hint, hint, Mr. McCabe, they're still the very next day pushing the talking points. We're going to get into that as well. But and a little later in the show, we're going to talk about, remember Corinne Brown? She's like a separated at birth from Maxine Waters. They kind of look a little similar there. Same hairstyle, same flamboyancy, same type of sunglasses deal. She was convicted. That's right. Dr. Savage's listeners up at the great WBOB in Jacksonville, Florida know they were tormented by her tenure. What was she, a congresswoman there for 16 or 17 years? Just got out of office January 1st. She's going to the big house, folks. Got caught with a hand in the cookie jar of a children's charity, nonetheless. Ugh, we'll get into the details of that. And, of course, we're going to cover some issues of health care and the new Dem babe of the moment, Kamala Harris, and her getting four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. Jeff Bezos, are you aware of that? A Democrat? A black female Democrat? Getting four Pinocchios from the Washington Post? We'll fill you in on where that came from. Oh, there must be a war on women over there at the Washington Post. pretty funny. So we have all that going on for you. We're going to bring you the inside players, Ron Rosenstein and his history and how he takes part in this whole Comey drama And of course, they are still out there. The Obamas. Yes. Michelle Obama. She was out yesterday and she was speaking and defending her legacy, I guess you'd call it. She was at the Partnership for a Healthier America Summit. And the audacity of some of the things she had to say about her failed food program, well, that's just going to make you, it's going to make you want to eat, especially if you're on a diet. The things these people say, revisionist history. So we'll bring you the latest on that. So we've got the latest on the Comey situation. We've got the Corinne Brown situation. We've got the Kamala Harris comments. By the way, she called for Jeff Sessions to resign. But here's where it all begins, folks. Here is something that no one in the media is talking about. It's all about smearing Trump. It's all about trying to tie him to Russia. The investigation's been going on for 7 months now. Do you really think that in 7 months, if there was a crumb of evidence that would make Trump look bad, that it wouldn't be out there? This is the president of the United States who had his private conversations with world leaders leaked to the media. Do you think that if there was evidence against him that would make him look bad, it wouldn't be out there? Which is makes me go back to something I've said before. There's no there there. There is no evidence. As he said, it's fake news, it's a fake story, it's a hoax. And why? It's all because Hillary Clinton lost the election. What you are witnessing now here, folks, is a media temper tantrum. They didn't get what they want. They didn't get the Democrat candidate in, the first woman candidate. Trump came and spoiled their party, so they figure they're going to spoil his presidency. And what it comes down to is, well, where did this all begin? What is the foundation of the Russia investigation? What is the foundation of Comey's Russia investigation? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's email server. The illegal email server that she passed hundreds, maybe thousands of classified documents through. Some on different levels of classification, but classified nonetheless. Some as high as top secret. Those are all crimes. So she might have committed dozens of crimes. She might have committed hundreds of crimes. Hillary Clinton might have committed thousands of crimes. But just by having the server, she committed a crime. That's the foundation of all of this. Nobody wants to talk about that. Why did the Russians hack the election, allegedly? Because they could. Why could they? Because Hillary Clinton had an illegal server. If Hillary Clinton did not have that illegal server, they could not, or whoever did it, could not have hacked the election. You won't hear this on CNN. You won't hear this on MSNBC. You won't even hear it on Fox. Let's face it. I like Fox, but they lean a little too establishment for me. So what we have going on here is a distraction, a media tantrum, trying to undermine the Trump presidency. And we have a media who does not understand the man. A lot of his, and we'll get into this a little later in the show, folks, a lot of his tweets, trust me, they're not unhinged, they're not dangerous. We have people like Dick Durbin, we have audio of him, we'll play it a little later, calling Trump dangerous. No, it has absolutely nothing to do with that. It has to do with him twisting the knife, poking the bear, whatever saying you want to use. The Rosie O'Donnell tweet the other day, it was snarky. It was sarcastic. It was brilliant. It's got the world talking. He knew when he sent that out that it would cause a media firestorm. He knew that when he warned, some would say threatened, Comey today about, you know, James Comey, what I got it right here. James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversation before he starts leaking to the press. Trump knew that that was going to get them going. They want to make it sound like he's a madman. Well, cunning as a fox or mad? I want to hear from the Democrats. I really want to hear from the liberals. I know many of you listen to the Savage Nation. You listen to Dr. Savage every day. You hang on his every word. You buy his books, as you should. Again, Trump's War, his battle for America. I know you guys have got it with the highlighter and the post-its and all of that. I want to hear from you. I want you to call me today here, sitting in the big chair for Dr. Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE, and tell me. Just a week ago Thursday, Hillary Clinton was blaming James Comey, amongst other things, for her loss in the election. And we have audio, which we're going to play for you shortly, of numerous Democrats saying they've lost confidence in James Comey, saying that he should be fired. So what changed? How does he go from being crucified to becoming, well, the martyr that they don't want crucified? That they went from being the crucifiers to the one carrying him down off the cross. It's simple hypocrisy. Or is it all wrong? Is Trump shooting himself in the foot? I don't think so. So we have that. We have a lot coming up. We've got the Comey situation and everything that goes with it. What I see happening here, folks, is we're in the technological age. It's the information age. Has been for quite some time. We are in the technology section of the information age, okay? And the press loves to use technology. They have Twitter. They have Facebook. They have their broadcast channels. They have everything. And they use it. But what they don't realize is that we all have it, too. What they don't realize is that the president has it, too. And as I said when we opened up the show, they have this box-like, you know, this in-a-box notion of what a president should look like, what he or she should sound like, how they should act, how they should dress, where they should spend their weekends, and he just doesn't fit any of it. I think it shows a lot of the fact that he's just a human, just like you and me. But they don't want to see him as a human. They want to see him as a president. And for generations now, Republicans have not been punching back at the corrupt liberal media. And Trump is doing it. So anyway, we've got the latest on the Comey tapes. We've got the media tantrum. We've got fake news at WIPO. We got the WIPO, Washington Post, that's short for that media slang there, folks. We've got the foundation of it all. The email server. Later on, Michelle Obama, Corinne Brown, and Kamala Harris. I could say the Three Stooges if you want. But the foundation of the show is going to be the media in their tantrum do not understand what Trump is all about. They still don't get him. From that famous escalator ride down the stairs, they still don't get him. And they're not prepared to deal with a president who speaks what he said, who says what's on his mind at the moment he thinks it. They're just not used to it. This is the most transparent presidency in the history of the United States. Lou Pate here with you. Thrilled to be sitting in for Dr. Savage. And don't forget, go to www.michaelsavage.com. Dr. Savage, there is an article on how Trump's presidency can still be saved. And a lot of other great things there on michaelsavage.com, including your ability to order Trump's War, His Battle for America. For those of you who don't know this little fun fact, it debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list. More important now than ever. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday. And in the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, More Important Now Than Ever, a book that debuted, didn't inch its way up, folks, to the number one spot on the New York Times bestseller list. It debuted there, and it's still there. So Trump's War is his battle for America. And you know, I was thinking, everything that's going on, I laugh. I laugh at Chuck Schumer, you know, the other day with his, this is a cover-up, and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, and everybody says bad things about them on Twitter and on Facebook, but I don't. I just say what I always say. Keep talking. Let them talk. When you say disparaging things about Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, that's what they want, because then they focus on what people say. When you say bad things about Chuck Schumer, they focus on, oh, the negative, you're this, you're that, you're anti-this, you're bigoted, you're racist. Let them just keep talking. Every time Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters open up their mouth, they make a fool of themselves. So just let them keep talking and let them just hang themselves with a verbal rope, because it's killing them that they can't find any evidence of this Russian connection. And what I see is, but I see with President Trump, I see someone trying to do what he said he was going to do on the campaign trails. Yes, there's a lot of bluster on the campaign trail. That's what's there. But I see a man trying to do. He's doing a lot pertaining to the environment. He took back the 265 million acres that was an Obama land grab. He opened up drilling in the Arctic. He opened up drilling along the mid-Atlantic coasts there. He's done a lot that he said he was going to do, because I truly believe he cares. And the Washington game is to not get anything done. The Democrats try to stop the Republicans. Republicans try to stop the Democrats. But what I see with Trump is a guy who comes in there. He's just like you and me, a regular guy. Yeah, he comes from money, but he's from Queens. I'm from the Bronx. I understand a lot of what he says. You know, people think it's harsh, but that's the way people in New York speak. Those listening on WABC, Dr. Savage's flagship in New York, know exactly what I'm talking about. There's an abrasive way that people back home speak. It is not necessarily meant to be taken as offensive. So, Robert, if we can, this is President Trump talking with Lester Holt. Clip number five, please. Listen to what he says and listen to how he says it.
Frankly, I could have waited, but what difference does it make? I'm not looking for cosmetics. I'm looking to do a great job for the country. I'm looking to create jobs. I'm looking to create strength and security. I'm looking to have strong borders. I'm looking for things like that.
Robert said to me, Robert producing the show, doing an excellent job along with Jim, said to me before the show, who says cosmetics? Who speaks like that? And it made me think, no one. No one speaks like that. It wasn't written by a speechwriter. It wasn't written by some guy or gal saying, hey, if you get a chance, get this in there. You know, so you don't care about cosmetics. It wasn't some staged thing that presidents and politicians do all the time. He might have a unpolished way about doing things, but he is trying to do things. And I'd like to know what you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, think. Do you think the Washington establishment wants to do good things for you? Or do you think they're just all about holding on to power? 855-400-SAVAGE is our number. Do you really think Washington has your best interests in mind? I think President Trump has our best interests in mind. Give me a call here. My name is Lou Pate. You're listening to The Savage Nation, home of Trump's War, the number one New York Times bestseller, His Battle for America.
Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday. And right in my hands, I am holding a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, the New York Times number one bestseller. It debuted there, and for reason. It is like reading the events of our time in real time, folks. That is what it is like. Trust me. And I'll tell you what, if you are not happy with this, then you voted for Hillary Clinton. But the truth is there in volumes. But getting back to the issue, go to michaelsavage.com, where there you can sign up for your free newsletter delivered to your inbox, buy your copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, and read Dr. Savage's there. I want to get it straight, so you have to hold on for that. The How the Trump Presidency Can Be Saved. It's all right there, excuse me, on michaelsavage.com. Now, I asked before the break, do you really think the powers that be in Washington, D.C. are looking out for you? Do you really think the Democrats, do you think Maxine Waters, who made the idiotic statement that if Hillary had fired Comey, it would be okay? Do you think these people are really looking out for you? We had Black Lives Matter giving a primetime speaking engagement at the Democratic Convention. Of course, Hillary Clinton okayed that. Why? Because she's pandering to the black community. Blacks and minorities out there in America, don't you see that Democrats are just constantly pandering to you. Their talking point might be, oh, Republicans don't care about you. We do. We'll get to more of that when we talk about Michelle Obama a little later speaking at the defending her food program at the Partnership for a Healthier America. But do you really think that they care about you? They put the Syrian refugees who are destroying major cities in Europe ahead of the interests of you and your family. We see everything that's going on with Muslims around the world. They put the interest of these people and the radical Muslims ahead of you. Think about anything that is good for Americans. Democrats think it's bad, and they somehow paint it as racist. They somehow paint it as bigoted. And then they tell you that they're looking out for you. They want to bring the Syrian refugees into our country. Everyone cannot be saved, but they want to do it at the expense of you and your family, at the expense of the safety of you and your family. And you look at Brussels, okay? You look at Paris, you look at London. Those cities have been overrun, and the crime rates are through the roof. There are areas of Paris, I've mentioned this many times, where even the Paris Metro Police will not go. But the media here in America is so corrupt, they will not report on it because it hurts the Democratic narrative. They do not want to report on what I said in the monologue about the foundation of the whole Russia investigation is that Hillary Clinton broke the law. She should be in jail, folks. Hillary Clinton committed felonies and should be in jail. There are people in jail who have passed, whether accidentally or not, top secret information. It is illegal. Hillary Clinton should be their jail cell occupant, but they won't. They won't cover it. They won't say, no one wants to say, why are we having an investigation into Russia's going about interfering with our election? Why? Why won't they say it? Because then they have to point out that Hillary broke the law, and they won't do that. Because then when you peel back the onion, you realize Barack Obama broke the law. He should be in jail for breaking the law. What is James Comey going to say on his next job interview? Well, you know, Mr. Comey, what was your what did you have to do? What was your aim? What was your responsibility at your last job running the FBI? Well, it was to make sure that Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail. That's his number one job responsibility in the last year. You'd think I'm kidding, but I'm not. And Democrats, well, they have blamed Comey. Robert, if you will, not the Hillary clip. If we can play just this, clip number one, please.
The FBI director has no credibility.
Director Comey made a grave mistake. We all make mistakes, but this is a grave mistake.
All I can say is that my confidence in the ability of the FBI director to lead this agency through the troubled times that lie ahead has been shaken.
I think it would not be a bad thing for the American people if he did step down.
And there you have it. And Robert, if we can just quickly, the Hillary Clinton comment. This is a week ago yesterday, folks. Hillary commenting on Comey.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
A week, 8 days ago, folks. That's 8 days ago. Let's get to the phones here on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America. Aaron at WALG in Georgia, welcome to the Savage Nation. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, here's my issue here. If Hillary Clinton was president, and since the investigation formally ended, it would have been okay for her to fire Comey, because he was. His actions were unethical. And the thing is, I would have had more faith in Trump if he had fired him from the beginning, but he didn't, because he was thankful of Comey's actions of sending that letter 8 days before. The difference here, see, when you're using double standards, you have to remember the circumstances aren't the same. Trump is...
Same as what, though?
The circumstances aren't the same. Hillary Clinton, they had stopped the formal investigation of her before January.
Now why, Aaron? Why?
But that's the thing is, if it was...
No. Why was that? That's a great point. Why did that investigation stop? Why do you think it stopped? I'll tell you why it stopped. Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, and Bill Clinton breaking the law. That's how it happened.
You can't prove that. And I'm not...
Oh, I can prove it. I can prove it. Because when Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton on that tarmac, do you really think they just showed each other pictures of their beautiful little grandchildren?
Now you're deflecting.
No, I'm asking you a direct question pertains to your question. You said the investigation stopped, and I am saying Obama told Comey, you will not recommend charges against her. And when Bill Clinton accidentally... When's the last time you bumped into somebody on a tarmac? When he accidentally bumped into her on that tarmac, that was a planned meeting. Bad optics by two stupid people to pull it off that way. But what do you think they discussed? Do you really think they discussed beautiful little grandchildren?
No.
Oh, what do you think they discussed?
They probably discussed the case.
Okay, now that's illegal.
It was unethical on our part.
It's illegal. Unethical and illegal. And if Loretta Lynch, at the time, who was the Attorney General of the United States, who do you think gave her the okay to have that meeting with Bill Clinton to do, as you say, the unethical practice that they took part in there, talking about the case? Who do you think gave her that okay?
20 years.
The only person who could. She only has one boss.
We'll talk about that in 20 years.
You don't want to talk about it now. Thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Come on. There you go. It's follow the falling dominoes. Loretta Lynch and Aaron, he was big enough to admit it. Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton. They talked about the case. She just did not do that on her own, folks. She had to get permission. She can only get permission from one person, and that is Barack Hussein Obama. Let's go to Bob in WABC, where I used to work, Bob, in my hometown of New York City. Welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you, Bob?
Yeah, Queens, New York.
Okay. Queens, New York. I spent a lot of time there attending St. John's University.
Okay, I passed by there. I didn't attend. Okay, anyway, a mountain out of a molehill, okay? Okay, these emails, what's his name? Colin Powell, what's the woman's name under W? They had personal emails on their accounts, too.
You mean Condoleezza Rice?
Condoleezza Rice. Thank you very
much. They both use Gmail. Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice use Gmail, but they didn't have an illegal server, and they didn't send any top secret or classified documents through those Gmail accounts.
Let me ask you a question. Who suffered as a result of the so-called leaks of Hillary Clinton? Who was outed? Who got hurt? Can you name one person? One person who got hurt as a result of her emails. What?
President Donald Trump is being hurt right now as we speak because of the fabricated stories trying to distract from the crimes committed by those emails.
What crimes? Tell me a crime.
Hillary Clinton sold her influence as Secretary of State, okay? It is all right there. Even she said, John Podesta... Okay, there was a document filed last month by the Podesta Group that revealed that the firm failed to disclose dozens of contract points it made with people in influential government offices while lobbying on behalf of pro-Russia Ukrainian think tank from 2012 to 2014. Why wasn't that disclosed, Bob?
Okay.
And, the WikiLeaks also exposed that Hillary Clinton stole the Democratic primary, and that is why Debbie Wasserman Schultz was fired, only to be hired by the Clinton campaign a couple days later. Any want me to go down? Should I keep going, or do you get the idea?
Okay. You know, this is politics as usual. You know, you're making...
No. Give me an example of somewhere in history where a presidential candidate was exposed as selling their influence in a prior office, and the media turned a blind eye because they wanted that candidate to be elected. And tell me someplace else in history where the President of the United States allegedly instructed the Attorney General to have the head of the FBI not recommend charges against that same candidate. This is unheard of. You talk about living through history, you're experiencing it, but you're pulling an ostrich act on me. Bob, you got your head in the sand.
Now, wait a second. Let me say one other thing, okay? Let's go back to George H.W. Bush.
Hold on. Before you go distracting with George Bush, you want to comment on what I just said?
You know, it's above my head. I can't.
All right, then I'll let you go then. Go do your homework and come back. What do you mean it's above your head? No, you're a very smart man, Bob. Whether you're liberal or Democrat, the listeners to the Savage Nation are the smartest out there in radio, okay? You don't want to address it because it's out there. That's why the media doesn't cover it, because it's out there. Unbelievable. Let's go. Let's take go out west to KBOI. John, welcome from Boise to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
I'm great, Lou. In regard to your question about Washington, D.C. having our interests in mind or their power, well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Definitely their power. They don't care about, you know, the ordinary people. And also, the black community especially are pawns for the left. You know, the Black Lives Matter, I mean, that's just a leftist group. And they think that, you know, they've done a lot of things, but, you know.
It's more of a racist group, but they're definitely kissing cousins, leftists, racists. It's kind of all part and parcel, yes.
Right. And anyway, but getting back to the fact that Trump threatened, you know, James Comey with, you know, perhaps suggesting that maybe he kept a tape of their conversations and he better not leak anything to the media. I think, you know, Trump needs to get off that. And Savage actually wrote a letter, you know, or put a article on his website that really addresses that issue. You know,
I have it right here. If you go to michaelsavage.com, it's a Michael Savage on how to salvage Trump presidency. I said the title wrong before, but that's the same difference.
Yeah, I've read that. I'm going through it right now, and you know, and people need to pay attention to that. And I don't know, we just need to have a campaign of some sort, you know, where people can let Trump know that, hey, he's got to quit tweeting so much.
No. You can't stop that. You can't stop that. But here's the deal. I'll give you this. I heard, I don't like to quote Newt Gingrich. I'm not a big fan. I don't dislike the man. I don't know him personally, but I heard Newt Gingrich say earlier today on Fox News that Trump is like a quarterback who gets ahead of his offensive line and doesn't allow them to block for him. And that is a good analogy. Got to give credit where credit's due. That's an excellent analogy. He does sometimes get ahead of his own team, but no, he shouldn't stop tweeting. The Rosie O'Donnell tweet was not only comical, it was brilliant. It shows a human side to the man that we all have. Sometimes we say things, whoop, we'd like to take back. Who hasn't done that? It just shows to me that he's human. And sometimes, yes, sometimes he gets himself into a little bit of trouble. But for the most part, I think, and I'm not speaking for all Americans, but in my humble opinion, I like that I can have direct connections with the President of the United States. Yeah, he's got like 10, you know, billion followers or whatever it is, but if I send something out on Twitter, he or the other two people that take care of his Twitter account just might see it. And that's not a bad thing for a humble kid from the Bronx to be able to do. What do you think, John?
Oh, it's absolutely true. The one thing, you know, that you mentioned there that you touched on is that everybody, you know, I've done this myself, and it's easy to get into the pattern that everybody thinks like you do. I've done that before, and you can't assume that. So and Trump is, you know, he doesn't really understand completely how different he is from everybody else. Maybe he does a little bit, but I guess maybe he could use, and I don't know how well he sees himself compared to how other people see him. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's
I think a lot of what he does, John, I got to let you go. We got to take a break. But I think a lot of what he does is trolling. I think a lot of what he does is done. Sometimes he gets ahead of his front line, as Newt Gingrich said, but a lot of what he does is done to poke the bear and see what the reaction. And he plays the media like a fiddle. We'll take a quick break. My name is Lou Pate. You want to get on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. This is the Savage Nation, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America. More important now than ever. As I said before, it is like reading the events of today in real time. Truly an amazing tome, and that's the reason why it debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list. A little later in the show, we're going to be talking about Kamala Harris. Boy, she's got some crazy numbers when it comes to health care and how many people have pre-existing conditions. The Washington Post gave her four Pinocchios. Chapter 3 in Trump's War, his battle for America, Trump's war to repeal Obamacare. We're going to be talking about that a little later. But coming up next, the media. How do you think the media is covering President Trump? Fair, unfair, or just mean? You're listening to Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage, on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can join us at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. But before you do that, pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America, more important now than ever. You're definitely going to want to check that out. We're going to be talking about the media here, okay? And Dr. Savage covers the media. He covers a lot of things in Trump's War, his battle for America. But the media, do you think the media is being fair to President Donald Trump? I don't think they are. Okay, I'm a Trump supporter. I've been a Trump supporter. I have my Make America Great hat that I wear just to annoy people in Palm Beach County, where I live, home of the hanging Chad. But the media is being incredibly unfair to the president, and I cite all of the coverage. There was a study came out that said 89% of the coverage by the media is negative towards Donald Trump. Now, it comes back to what I said in the first hour. I touched on it. They can't believe that Hillary Clinton lost the election. They just cannot get over that hump. So they've made an effort, and I do think they've all colluded on this, to try and destroy Trump's presidency, okay, so that he doesn't get elected in 2020. But more so than that, they're trying to make him look like a crazy person. They're trying to make him look like a fool. They're trying to make him look dumb, okay? And pretty much the conclusion I came to on that is that's what they think of us. They think we're stupid. They think we're foolish. They think we're dangerous. They think we're dumb. What did Hillary Clinton call us? Deplorables. All of you out there in the Savage Nation, deplorables. And I even look at, we have a lot of sound bites, we're going to be getting to them, of President Trump's interview with Lester Holt. And you can just hear the condescension of Lester Holt. You can hear how, I just don't like you, is what he's saying. I played a soundbite of President Trump in the first hour. You could hear the sincerity in his voice when he says he's trying to create jobs. But Lester Holt, no. He just doesn't like him. But the media is going out of its way, making stuff up. We had the Washington Post and the New York Times just yesterday point out that Comey was fired because he asked for more money for the Russia investigation. That turned out to be fake news. So the New York Times, and I know there's people there at the New York Times who listen to the Savage Nation, monitoring what Dr. Savage says all the time. Today you're stuck with me. I know you listen, and you know what you're doing. You broke the law when you published portions of Donald Trump's taxes that time. You're not a news organization. You're propagandists. And you run with this fake news because you know people are busy and they're only paying attention partially. And they'll catch the headline. And then people have said to me, oh, you know, my neighbors. Oh, Comey asked for more money. That's why Trump got rid of him. Well, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And how do we know that? The acting director of the FBI, McCabe, said it, and he said it under oath. So we know it is factually incorrect. So another demerit for the New York Times, another demerit for Jeff Bezos' propaganda wing, the Washington Post. And now we have CNN today running with Trump threatened Comey, Trump threatened Comey. That tweet about that says, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversation before he starts leaking to press, it wasn't a warning. It wasn't a threat. It's Trump being Trump. And it comes back to what I said the theme of the show is today, that the media does not understand Trump and they never will. They don't know what to do with a president who says what is on his mind at that moment. They just don't know how to deal with it. And let's face it, you've got CNN, you got a bunch of nepotism hires over there, Chris Cuomo, you got another nepotism hire, Anderson Cooper, you've got all of that going on there, and these people have no street smarts, they have no sense of humor. And I think a little bit they have no humanity with them as well. But, Robert, if we can, here's Lester Holt talking to Donald Trump. Listen closely to this. It's clip number 11.
Something struck me. You were in the Rose Garden the other day with members of the House celebrating the passage of the health care repeal and replacement. Right. And you looked around and you said, can you believe I'm president? I'm the president. And I wanted to be in your head at that moment. Do you still have moments where you think, how did I get here?
I think everybody does. I think when you become president, it's very special. When you're in the White House, it's very special. And I had all of my Republican friends who have frankly been in politics all their lives and have done a great job. They're congressmen, and we had some senators, and et cetera. But I did. I looked around and said, sorry, folks, can you believe it's me? And the truth is that anybody that becomes president of the United States has to every once in a while say, that's really amazing. It's an incredible thing.
Do you feel like you're fighting for your legitimacy sometimes?
Well, we're fighting hard.
Your legitimacy is under attack?
Well, we have a very divided country. I mean, the Republicans are very, very much behind me. They love what we're doing on health care.
Do you hear it? You know, what person, folks, what person out there who has become president, from George Washington down to Lincoln, down to JFK, down to Obama, down to President Trump, hasn't looked at themselves in the mirror once they stepped into the White House, although George Washington never lived in the White House, so don't take it literal, and looked in the mirror and say, geez, I'm the president. It's kind of akin to a person who becomes a professional athlete, whether male or female. You know, you walk into the Yankee locker room, or you walk into the San Francisco 49er locker room, or you walk into Manchester United locker room, and there's your name on a jersey. Soccer, hockey, football, baseball, the presidency, and for a brief moment you go, geez, I'm here. This is my jersey. This is my Oval Office. Don't tell me that Bill Clinton never said, how did I get here? Everybody does. It's got to be overwhelming. Or you're sitting there on Air Force One and you're cruising along and you're like, no, this is me. This is me. So I'd like to know from you, do you feel, the listeners to the Savage Nation, do you feel the media is being fair? Do you think that when people like Chuck Schumer come out with no evidence and say there's a cover-up, when people like Maxine Waters come out and ask for impeachment, that there's something untawdry about it? There's something that's unethical about it with no evidence. 7 months later, I was watching Fox News this morning, and Liz Smith, L-I-S Smith, she worked with Martin O'Malley. His campaign didn't go far. Now, she's talking with Shannon Bream. Long story short is, she was saying about how Trump fired Comey because he asked for more money for the Russia investigation. And it's like, Shannon Bream jumps in immediately, goes, no, that's not true. That was debunked by acting deputy of the FBI yesterday, McCabe, under sworn testimony. No. It's like they just keep saying these things. And Liz Smith is not a stupid person, but they keep saying these things purposely, just pushing that talking point, pushing that talking point. And the Democrats have always been better at it than the Republicans. The Obama administration, to their credit, has been much better at it than any recent administrations. They just keep pounding the same point, driving it home, and they never allow themselves to be distracted. Robert, if we will, clip number 21. This is Dick Durbin, big proponent of Barack Obama. This is the narrative. This is what they want you to think that Trump is.
President Trump is dangerous. Dangerous because he may be obstructing justice in terms of the investigation that really goes to the heart of our democracy, the accountability of the president, the people around him, to the rule of law, protecting our democracy from an invasion, a cyber invasion by the Russians. And secondly, his credibility has been destroyed. You know, when you're the leader of the free world, you need to be credible not only in your own country to be an effective president, but around the world. And this episode this week is a demonstration that this president's credibility is not very strong.
Trump is dangerous. Again, they want you to think he's crazy. Am I wrong? What do you think? 855-400-SAVAGE. That was Dick Durbin. He's an Illinois Democrat. Let's get to George from WABC. George, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thank you for taking the call. Boy, I tell you, I'm getting so steamed up these days. They allege that President Trump has connections with Russia, but if you go to the prior administration, there were extensive connections with the Muslim Brotherhood. You had the misuse of the IRS against conservative organizations. You had paying cash to Iran to the tune of untold millions, perhaps a billion. Intelligence surveillance of individuals. And President Trump is the problem? Come on.
Well, it comes back to your excellent points, by the way, and it comes back to what I said before. All of that is what you're citing, Lois Lerner and all that stuff, is true. What we do know is that the foundation of all of this, and it cannot be said enough, George, the foundation of all of this is that if Hillary Clinton did not break the law, did not have an illegal server, did not pass classified and top secret information through said server, the Russians would not have, or whoever hacked, would not have been able to hack. And George, the other thing is that they don't want to talk about is we are 7 months into this investigation. You don't have to be pounding the pavement like an old school detective. You just need to do it forensically through computers. Okay, you need a computer forensic scientist can track that and find out where it came from. Now, it might be distracted. It might ping in 50,000 places around the planet, but they'll be able to know whether it came from the Trump administration or whether there is any collusion. And the fact that nothing, not a crumb of evidence has been leaked, George, tells me that there's nothing there. What do you think?
I agree. I don't think there's anything. Not only that, if there was any kind of relationship or collusion with the Russians, it probably began in the prior administration, but nobody ever said anything about that. Remember the hot open mic when President Obama was with, I forget if it was the foreign...
He was with Medvedev, and he said, I'll have more flexibility after my re-election, or after the election.
Exactly. And I think they just put this on the back burner to use as a weapon if that, just in case they lost the election. They weren't expecting to lose the election, but they did. And
well, I'll reiterate points that I've made before. Joe Biden's son was on the board of trustees of a Ukraine oil company. We have Podesta lobbying on behalf of a pro-Russia Ukrainian think tank from 2012 to 2014. We have Hillary Clinton okaying the sale of uranium to Russia while Secretary of State. And then everything else that those emails uncovered, the fixing of the Democratic primary and all of her pay-for-play issues that were going on, all of the influence that she was peddling through the Clinton Foundation and through the Clinton Global Initiative. These are all crimes. And, well, Barack Obama didn't want to know about it, George, and the media doesn't want to know about it. How can you talk about Russia hacking our election, manipulating our election in some way, shape, or form, which I don't think happened, if you're not going to talk about how it all happened? And the foundation there is the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the fact that Barack Obama would not allow James Comey to recommend charges. And the minute James Comey caved to Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch and didn't do his job, he should have been fired. But George, just one quick thing, and I got to go. Here's the thing. He kind of was boxed in. If he recommends charges, while Obama's still president, he's going to tick off Obama. Now, on the other end, he didn't recommend charges, and the media then is running with all this Russia, Russia, Russia stuff, which they know is fake, and they can't find evidence. He gets fired on the other end. So either way, he was doomed. But George, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in the big chair for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday. And I encourage you folks, pick up your copy of Trump's War, his battle for America. You will not be disappointed. There is a reason why it debuted, didn't inch its way, didn't crawl its way, debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will return rest and relaxed, all charged up on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America, more now than ever. We are talking about the media. And if you go to Trump's War, his battle for America, right there on page 198, it says, and I quote, Trump has endured false accusations, insults, and slanders of all sorts since announcing his run for the presidency in 2015. They called him a dictator. They made up fake news about him. They boycotted his inauguration. But despite all of it, when push came to shove, Trump stood up for free speech and freedom of the press, just as I have so many times in the past. Trump's War, his battle for America, page 198. Now let's get back to the issue here at hand. It is the media. They will never be a friend of Trump. He knows that. I think a lot of his tweets are designed to twist the knife, poke the bear, whatever adage you want to use. And he does it masterfully. And they take the bait because, well, why? They just do not understand the man, which I said is the theme of the show. I said, back in 2015, I said on the air that I speak Trump. As being from the Bronx, him from Queens, there is that abrasiveness in the way that New Yorkers speak. Those listening on WABC know exactly what I'm talking about. People come to you, like, oh, they're so mean, they're so harsh, they're so this. No, they're not. Actually, probably the most gentle people in the country. Well, okay, maybe not the most gentle people in the country, but not as bad as the reputation is. And that's kind of what's fallen on Trump. And we have the media running with everything he says as if he's Dr. Evil, as if he's the second coming of some type of Nazi. And I hate to use Nazi analogies, but that's what they say. Now, this week, he's Nixon. They're actually comparing him to Nixon. And if you look into the New York Post this day, today, there's a column there. Trump isn't echoing Nixon, but Jimmy Carter. So, it says here, the presidency Donald Trump seems to be emulating to his detriment isn't Richard Nixon's, despite analogies tossed about over the past day that have ranged from the understandably concerned to the utterly deranged. It is Jimmy Carter's. So there you have it. You can check that out in the New York Post. But more importantly, I would encourage you to go to michaelsavage.com and check out the column there that deals with, well, how to salvage Trump's presidency. It's all there at michaelsavage.com, and you could also pick up your copy of Trump's War, his battle for America. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage here on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return on Monday. Join us right now, 855-400-SAVAGE. And while we're getting your calls all lined up, Jim and Robert are there doing an excellent job. I encourage you to pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America. I'm going to be talking to you as it pertains to the topic about sections of the book dealing with the media and what Trump had to endure. We talked about Dr. Savage's fight for free speech and President Trump's fight for free speech and how he dealt with all the false accusations and fake news. And we're going to continue on our topic with the media. Do you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, feel the media is being fair? I want to hear from the Hillary supporters, okay? I want to hear from those on the left. I want to hear from the Never Trumpers. I want everybody gets a fair forum here on the Savage Nation. Try and explain yourself. But I also want to play a clip of constitutional scholar, constitutional law professor, Jonathan Turley, who will never be accused of being anything conservative or on the right. Okay? I don't even know if he's allowed to have a right hand, but he does. Here's Jonathan Turley, very left-wing constitutional law professor, talking about the Russia-Trump investigation. Robert, if you will, 19.
For many weeks, I've actually questioned the need for a special prosecutor because I'm not too sure what the crime is. No one has yet to explain to me what the core crime that would be investigated with regard to Russian influence. The crimes that have been mentioned are things like failure to disclose items with General Flynn, and that's hardly something that's a major crime justifying a special counsel. I criticize many of those folks that are saying this had to be because the investigation is closing in on Trump. I don't see the crime, so I don't see how it's closing in on Trump.
That's Jonathan Turley, a very left-wing constitutional law professor, okay? He's not going to be invited to Anna Wintour's Met Gala ball next year, trust me. He's going to be on the outs there. He probably wasn't invited this year, but we could just say that. And Robert, again, here's Jonathan Turley. This is cut number 20.
I have not seen any credible claim of collusion. In fact, you know, governments trying to influence elections are nothing new. Our government is a serial violator of that rule. We have tried to influence elections around the world. We've even overthrown governments. So from outside the country, our objections and shock seem a bit forced.
And if you want to go to a recent historical event of overthrowing government, all you have to do is look to the presidency of Bill Clinton, okay? And look at some of the actions that his administration took part in. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. Let's go to George, WFNC in North Carolina. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you, George?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for holding.
Good. Listen, I got one with the media and one with the establishment Republican. I mean, Donald Trump could walk across the Potomac River to the other side, and breaking news will come on CNN saying Donald Trump cannot swim. That's how the media is. They will tell a story and twist.
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, listen, George, I tell you this. I'll do you one better. If Donald Trump cured cancer, the media would say Donald Trump is putting doctors out of work. I mean, it's as ridiculous and as good as your analogy there. Touche to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lou. Listen, Lou, I just heard the guy on Fox News, and he was talking down on Donald Trump. And you know what I mean? You know, I can respect the left because they're in front of your face. They're looking at you eye to eye, and they're telling you what they think about the man. But I can't stand these establishment Republicans that hide behind, you know, curtains and talk bad. And there's a lot of them out there, Lou, a lot of them out there. And
well, I'll tell you what, just so you know, George, in full disclosure, Michael Medved, which was very kind of him and his family to welcome me into his home, and it was a wonderful day, and they are good people. But when it comes to things pertaining to President Trump, Michael Medved and I go our separate ways because he is a never-Trumper. Charles Krauthammer, who I have respect for, but he is a never-Trumper. His first thing he referred to President candidate Trump at the time was a rodeo clown. So you have Michael Medved, again, who I know personally. You have Charles Krauthammer, who I do not know. You have Ben Sasse. You have Jim Jordan. You have Lindsey Graham. You have John McCain. These guys are never Trumpers till the end. It's going to be on their tombstone, George, never Trumper till the end. and into eternity. They'll be never Trumpers because they, like all of the Democrats and on the left-wing lunatic fringe of the Democratic Party up there in Berkeley and everywhere else, George, they cannot admit that Hillary Clinton lost. And that's what I said before, what you're seeing on the media with nepotism hire Cooper, nepotism hire Cuomo, and all on MSNBC is a media tantrum that they didn't get what they want. But hey, George, thanks for your call. I do appreciate it. I want to try to get everybody in here. Let's go to Marshall on WBOB up there in Jacksonville. I say up there because I'm in South Florida. Marshall, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. We're in the Corinne Brown country here, ground zero for that.
Wait, you're not in jail, Marshall.
You know, I could be easily, I guess.
Now, Marshall, just for the Savage Nation listeners who don't know what my joke was about, Corinne Brown, 17 years she was a congresswoman. She was just convicted yesterday for stealing $800,000 from a kids' charity. She was convicted of 18 of 22 counts, Marshall, and she's going to be doing some serious time.
Yes, sir. She is looking at, I think they said as much as 280, 290 years.
Did I mention she's a Democrat?
Yes, sir, you did, and she's prototypical of every Democrat I know. No difference. Listen, it's great that you're on. You are the prototypical, you're the perfect person to be on for the quick thing I want to say right now. The answer to this demonic, this stinking media that we have is one eight-letter word. It's called Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the 50s, 60s, the second largest city in America, right?
Yes.
Known for being
fourth largest, wasn't it?
And women are women. There's your answer to your problem. Our culture has become so stinking feminized, and the man who hosts this great show understands that. He talks about the little girls that were in the White House, the little girls running the Pentagon, the little girls that have taken over Fox News. He is alluding in comical fashion to an historical fact that he knows exists. Every culture dies when it turns like America is, and the media is a personification of that. That I call it the witch spirit, but this penchant for the subjective, this emotional method of thinking is what is destroying America. This is a great irony to me. The greatest irony of all is that the liberal bastion of Manhattan, okay, of New York, is ironically responsible for giving middle America one last chance to get it right. And when I say last chance to get it right, it's what the folks in Brooklyn do. It's what I had a co-pilot from Brooklyn that taught me this in the Air Force. He says, you call it like you see it. He says, you have brutal honesty, you have blunt speech, and you promptly and aggressively engage nonsense. It's like, hey, Frankie, come over here and listen to what this idiot is saying. You know, that said in comic fashion, the truth. You don't put up with nonsense.
I tell you, Marshall, me being from the Bronx, I'm not going to get into a whole New York thing because the show goes out over tens of millions of people nationwide, but some of the nicknames that we had for each other growing up would not be acceptable today, and we meant them with affection. I mean, we call each other names to our best buddies. And today, that people would be shocked. They send you for counseling. It would be funny to watch.
You'll relate to this. I'm a little boy from the South, age 11. My mom's from New York, but my dad was a Southerner, and I would spend my summers in New York. And you can imagine a little Southern boy walking through the ethnic communities with a Southern drawl, and what he experienced. But what I learned was priceless. Because what you said earlier is exactly true. These blunt, seemingly caustic people are some of the smartest and gentlest and nicest people you'll ever meet.
Right.
But we don't understand that in feminized America because we have to avoid conflict at all times. I wrote this down simply to say that confrontation is a tool for progress. It's not a threat to be avoided, and America now has to make nice on everything. Everybody has to win. It has to be a level playing field, whether a person merits that level playing field or not, and we have lost. It is the spirit of Brooklyn that will be what turns America back to its greatness, and guess what, folks? That's what Donald Trump is. He's the spirit of Brooklyn.
All right. Hey, Marshall, I'll tell you what. You're not getting a trophy. So don't start crying, even though you gave us a great information there. What do you say? You're not going to cry, are you?
Listen, I appreciate you taking
I'm just messing with you. Thank you, Marshall, for your call. Donald Trump had tweeted out that maybe they should cancel press conferences and send out memos just so they're, you know, for the sake of accuracy, there won't be any problems because people are twisting his words. It's really getting out of hand. There's an upcoming interview with him with Judge Jeanine Pirro, on Fox News, and we have a soundbite from that. Robert, if you can play that, the Jeanine Pirro Donald Trump clip, please.
Are you moving so quickly that your communications department cannot keep up with
you? Yes. That's true.
So what do we do about that?
We don't have press conferences, and we do...
You don't mean that.
Well, just don't have them. Unless I have them every 2 weeks, and I do myself. We don't have them. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
First of all, you have a level of hostility that's incredible, and it's very unfair. Sarah Huckabee is a lovely young woman. You know Sean Spicer. Mm-hmm. He is a wonderful human being. He's a nice man.
Is he your press secretary today and tomorrow? Will he be tomorrow?
Sure. He is. He's doing a good job, but he gets beat up.
Will he be there tomorrow?
Yeah, well, he's been there from the beginning.
There you have it. Now, nothing against Sarah Huckabee, nothing against Sean Spicer. Part of the problem is with the media pariahs and the media sharks, and as Dr. Savage calls them, the vermin in the media, accurately, is that... And don't take this the wrong way, Sean and Sarah, but you know, you're not street tough, okay? I'm not a tough guy, okay? But it's, you gotta have some street smarts about you. And they were not raised in that atmosphere. They lived cushy lives. Good for them. God bless them. But they don't come from a place where there ever was a struggle, okay? And you gotta have a little street smarts. Again, I'm not a tough guy. I was raised well. My parents gave me a wonderful upbringing, okay? But there's just something, and I'm not a tough guy because I'm from New York. There's just certain street smarts you pick up when you're playing stickball and all those games on the streets. It's just the way it is. And God bless Sean, God bless Sarah, but they just don't have that. They don't have the gumption, we'll say, that toughness, that grit to stay on message and not get distracted. They're fluttered too easy. And as I said earlier, to their credit, the Obama administration, boy, those guys were locked in, man. Jay Carney, I don't even know if he had a soul. He would stay so focused on his lies. We'll take a quick break, and let's get another call in there. Actually, we got a minute or two. We'll go to break. Okay, we'll have more time on the air on the other end. If you're holding, please continue to hold. Lou Pate in today for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. When we come back, I'm going to continue to talk about the media, but I'm also going to show you how Dr. Savage covers it in Trump's war, his battle for America. You are listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Today.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. But in the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, the book that debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list, more important now than ever. I said I was going to cite from something I wanted to get to from Chapter 10, but we will get to that. I want to promote what's coming up in the next hour. Fight the Jews and kill them? That's a quote, folks. That's not me. There is outrage in Copenhagen. That is the call from an imam there. And we are going to handle it and address it straight on in the next hour of the Savage Nation. So keep it right here. In the meantime, we're talking about the media being unfair to President Trump. Not even close. Let's go to Paul, KBET Vegas. How are we doing, Paul? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Okay, how you doing? Point I want to make. The media is not stupid. There's a psychological component to it. If you can tap into a person's emotions, critical thinking shuts down. And if you hear how the Democrats are speaking, they're basically tapping into fear. Oh, the constitutional crisis. anyway, when they do that, they're tapping into the human brain, at which point, if you try to make a decision, you can't. So they're going after people, once they reach that emotional impasse, they can't get past, they start to get upset, they can start to move them in a direction they want politically. So this isn't happening by accident, it's being done on purpose.
And hey, Paul, let me tell you this. I don't disagree with you. I agree with you except for one portion of what you're saying. I do think that Democrats are just thinking with emotions, and I don't think the media people, they're not stupid. I agree with you on that. But what they're doing is they are experiencing that same emotional level. Yes, are they manipulating people trying to hate Trump? Yes. Are they trying to make him look foolish, look stupid, look dangerous, crazy? Yes, they're doing all of that. But they actually believe it, Paul. They believe it because they are having a media tantrum. They cannot believe that Hillary Clinton lost, and the person that they blame is, well, it used to be James Comey until he got fired, and then they're going to blame the Russians, but now they're blaming Trump. And they're experiencing the same type of hysteria in their brain that you're describing that they're targeting at the audience. I believe they're suffering from the same affliction, don't you?
Well, I agree, but see, they're not going after their base. Remember, there were several states that were Democratic that flipped Republican. They've got to find ways to put them back.
And well, you had Michigan, you had Iowa, you had Pennsylvania, you had Wisconsin. There were many of them. So, but thank you for your call, Paul. Excellent point there. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. And let me tell you something, Trump's war, his battle for America, you will not be disappointed.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, more important now than ever. We are talking about the media and how they are being unfair to Donald Trump. We're going to be segueing into a troubling story out of Copenhagen. But if you're holding, please continue to hold. I want to get to all of your calls. The Savage Nation is the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. President Trump would not be President Trump without the support of Michael Savage and the Savage Nation listeners out there. And if you buy a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, as I said earlier, and no words are truer, it is like reading the events of our time in real time. It is truly amazing how Dr. Savage nailed this, and of so much of the media, and so much of what's going on with the rhinos, and the military-industrial complex, and the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and so on and so forth, the battle for real sciences. It's all there in Trump's war, his battle for America. I want to get back to the calls, so if you're holding, please continue to hold. If you want to get in on the conversation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. In just a minute, fight the Jews and kill them. There's outrage in Copenhagen at an imam's call. There's an imam there who is citing a prophecy that calls for the killing of Jews. Now, folks, this is very serious stuff. We have the media, especially in this country and the media around the world, for decades now has been turning a blind eye on Muslim terrorists and the hate that is contained within Sharia law. We're always told that it is a religion of love, a religion of hope. It is not. actually, in my opinion, it's a political organization. It's certainly become a political organization with groups like Hamas and Hezbollah holding positions of power. But when you turn a blind eye and you ignore that during the Iraq war, that mosques were being used as armories, when you turn a blind eye that around New York and around San Francisco and around so many numerous other cities, both small and large, right down to the little hamlets, that mosques are being used as propaganda posts to push the hate that comes out of the radical Muslim faith. This is what happens. People get emboldened, okay? It comes from a whisper, and it goes from a whisper to handing out flyers, to standing on a street corner, to now we have this imam, which we'll get into more of the details now, and a part of a 30-minute address, which was originally released on YouTube and Facebook. Hey, Facebook. Hey, YouTube. I thought you guys were supposed to be censoring hate speech. I thought you were supposed to be censoring things that called for violence. Or is that only the ones that you deem violent? Only if it's conservative. You got a guy saying, and I quote, fight the Jews and kill them, and it's up there. Truly amazing. You can check that out. It's at our friends at Breitbart.com. But let's get back to the phones, and we'll get more into the imam and this hatred. Hey, listen, there's an old expression. He who ignores history is doomed to repeat it. You saw the Holocaust, you think that, wow, that could never happen. It pretty much happened in modern day. I mean, it was only from the 1930s. It's not that, you know, 80 years ago, some odd years ago, from the 1930s through 1945. That's modern day to me. People think it could never happen again. We've had genocide since then. And if you get complacent, it could happen again quicker than you think. Paris is almost gone. London is almost gone. Brussels is almost gone. And once the territory is gone, it's going to be hard to get it back. The fact that the Dome of the Rock sits there in Jerusalem, I think, is a tragedy of humankind. But that's just my opinion. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Carl, KBET in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Carl. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, Mr. Pate. You said you're in South Florida. What part of South Florida are you?
Just, you know, they call the whole thing from Miami up to West Palm Beach, South Florida. I'm not at Mar-a-Lago. They won't even let me clean the toilets in there, Carl. But I would take that job if they offered it to me.
Well, I live in Las Vegas, but I have a property in South Florida, just north of Miami Beach, a place called Bal Harbor on Bal Bay Drive.
I can't afford that either. That's very nice. That's Jackie Gleason territory down there.
I'm sort of liberal, but I'm also a capitalist, so maybe you can't equate the two together, but there it is.
No, I can equate the two together because everybody's a capitalist, Carl. Everybody wants to make money, and they want to make as much as they can. Remember, it was Barack Obama who said, at some point, you've earned enough money, but then he accepts a $60 million book signing, and now he's doing $400,000 a pop at a speech. God bless him for making the money, but don't tell me at some point I've earned enough.
Okay. Well, here's the reason I called. The tweets that Donald Trump sent out, especially today, about Comey, I personally think he's trying to threaten him to keep his mouth shut. I think he's afraid, Trump, about Flynn, Comey, Manafort. I think he's afraid of what these people might say under oath. And in my opinion, it's just a threat as to keep your mouth
afraid of, afraid of what, Carl?
Afraid of what they might say about him.
What might they say?
Well, because what he says, that he told them, asked them three times, you know, that he wasn't going to, they're not looking into his background. And I don't believe
Carl,
that.
Carl, you're stuttering. Carl, come on. You know there's nothing there. This is an administration that, unfortunately for Donald Trump, it's leaking like a sieve. Okay? The information pouring out of there is unprecedented, not to mention illegal. And if there was any information that would reflect negatively pertaining to Donald Trump on anything, especially the Russia situation, we would know about it, don't you think? I mean, for crying out loud, his private conversations, Carl, will leak to the media with the heads of other nations. Don't you think if there was any evidence out there, it would have been joyously leaked to the media by now?
I think it'll come out eventually.
No, I'm not asking eventually. I'm asking now. Why don't we know now? Because they don't have anything.
They're still investigating. Look, I'm...
Carl, it's been 7 months.
My background is listening to people. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, so I'm used to listening to how people say things and what they say. And I'm afraid to tell you that from listening to Trump, he pushes the truth awfully hard most of the time. And
What does that mean, he pushes the truth? I don't even know what that means.
That means he's lying a lot.
He's lying.
He lies a lot.
What do you want me to say? Barack Obama lied a lot. Was he had any problems with that? Nancy Pelosi lies a lot.
He's the president now. Trump is the president.
Yeah, but what Obama was the president, he lied. Did you have any problem with that?
Yes, anybody who lies, I have a problem with.
Okay. But you're not answering my question. One, then I got to run. Don't you think if there was evidence out there, we'd know about it?
It will come out. It's being investigated as of this time. So
7 months. 7 months they haven't been able to find anything. You don't find that weird?
No. It takes time. It takes a while.
All right, Carl. Keep dreaming. Keep chasing Russian unicorns, but also keep it tuned to the Savage Nation. We appreciate your support. Hey, let's go to my hometown, New York, and WABC on the air.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Sorry about that.
That's okay. Things happen.
The reason why I'm calling.
Where are you, Ronnie? You at a strip bar or something? Where are you?
I feel that the generations that we have right now that are coming out of the... Sorry for that backward noise.
All right, Ron, I got to let you go. There's too much noise in the background. Call me when you get to a quiet place. Let's move on. I apologize. Bill, WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Oh, Bill left as well. All right. Well, we'll go to Andrew, KFAY. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Lou. I just wanted to respond to that. The previous caller talking about how he thinks that Trump is scared of the truth getting out. Trump wants the truth getting out. I hear a lot of liberals saying that he's hiding stuff. They're talking out of their own guilty conscience. They're the ones that have everything to hide. They're the ones that try to cover up everything. So
it's wishful thinking on their part, Andrew. They know there's nothing there. That's why I say let Pelosi and Waters and Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, how many times is he going to say Trump is hiding something? Trump is hiding something. This is a cover up. How many times could he say it? Just keep letting time move forward, and it'll show that nothing is there, and they're all going to be left with a major omelet on their face. Not just an egg, an omelet. You'll see.
Absolutely.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Do appreciate it. That's what it's going to be, folks. We have all of these people. How many times has Maxine Waters shouted for impeachment? But she made a comment the other day that if Hillary Clinton had fired Comey, it would be okay. We had a lawyer representing from the ACLU talking about the travel ban, talking to the justices, I believe it was the Fourth Circuit Supreme Court, saying that if Hillary had done the travel ban, or he didn't say the name Hillary, just said if someone else had been elected president, it would have been okay. The travel ban would be okay. It's just not okay because Trump did it. Well, that's just ignorant. Amazing. Let's take another call. Let's go. We haven't gone to San Francisco. Dr. Savage's flagship there, KSFO. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
I don't know. From what I can see, it seems that Trump seems to be about 3 to 5 moves ahead of all these people playing this game right now. It's been going on for a while. That was a slick little move. He pulled with Comey, full-on ambush, waited till he got to the other side of the country, nailed the guy, got him out of there. In the meantime, they're probably going through his office, got all his personal junk out of there, waiting till...
Yeah, his office is going to have new carpet before he was able to go get that proverbial cardboard box. But, Mike,
I'm sure.
Touching on what you just said, it's very interesting because you're touching into something that in their hysteria, a previous caller talked about a Dems being emotional. In all their hysteria, they don't see that a lot of the tweets that Dick Durbin is calling dangerous and many other people are calling unhinged and crazy and stupid, a lot of those tweets are manipulative. And they're just too wrapped up in emotion to see. Some of them, he's made a mistake. I'm not going to say everything Trump does is perfect. He's made a lot of tweeting mistakes, okay? But most of them have hit their mark, and most of them were done for manipulation purposes, and the media has taken the bait most of the time. And I think a lot of it is brilliant. Like I said, no one's perfect. He's made some faux pas along the way, but for the most part, he knows what he's doing when he's tweeting. Sometimes he makes me cringe, so does he make Melania twinge, but I think for the most part, he three steps ahead. I'll give you 2.5. How's that, Mike? Can we compromise?
Maybe. We'll go to Vegas first.
I actually used to live there. I really don't want to go back, though. I'd rather come to San Francisco, but as Dr. Savage has been describing it lately, I don't think I want to come there either.
That's not too bad. Just stay out of the city. Just stay on the periphery.
You could come to San Francisco. Just stay out of the city of San Francisco. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, stay on the periphery. Just, like, do drive through, and you'll be okay.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much. Mike has insight, though. Mike has knowledge, and he's not thinking emotionally. He sees a lot of what Trump's tweets are. Manipulation, staying ahead of the media, actually dictating the media. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return on Monday. Go to michaelsavage.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. It's delivered free to your inbox, and you could also order a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. Dr. Savage will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about the media. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the outrage in Copenhagen at an imam's call to, and I quote, fight the Jews and kill them. But in Chapter 10 of Trump's War, His Battle for America, Dr. Savage writes, Trump called his first news conference in several months on January 11th. The briefing and Q&A session covered many topics, but one of them was the fake news published by BuzzFeed and CNN regarding sexually depraved acts Russian intelligence supposedly filmed Trump engaging in while in a hotel in Russia. By the time of the news conference, the story had been completely discredited by all but the most delusional of Trump's opponents. Trump's War, His Battle for America, Chapter 10. Judy in KVOR in Colorado Springs, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for holding.
I just been wanting to make this comment, but Mr. Savage scares the death out of me. I'm afraid to talk to him, but...
Oh, come on. Don't be afraid. Listen, as long as you're honest with Dr. Savage, there's no reason to fear. You know, I'm sure he, like me, doesn't like people who are lying or people trying to pull the wool over his eyes. That would tick off any man. But, no, he's a good man, and as long as you're straight up with him, he'll always be straight with you.
Well, I'm going to be straight up about Trump. These media, the Democrats, the people that are all up there in Washington are scared to death because Mr. Trump doesn't have, or President Trump now, doesn't have nothing to lose. He doesn't like what's going on, and he's doing something about it. And they're so terrified of what's going to come out, and he will get to the bottom of it. He didn't make it all these years and become a billionaire for nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Judy, you're onto something there. The establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats, as Dr. Savage talks about in Trump's War, His Battle for America, right there, Trump's War Against the Enemies Within, Chapter 1, Page 1, they are afraid of losing their power, Judy. They are afraid. The Republicans and Democrats alike, the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells, the Ben Sasses, and on the other side, they got the... Chuck Schumer's and Nancy Pelosi's, they fear a guy like Trump because he is a challenge to their power, this private little club that they have going on in D.C. where Judy and you, the listeners at KVOR and everybody out there in the Savage Nation listening, and we pay the bills, Judy. We pay the bills for their little perks in life, and Trump is a threat to that, and that's why they want him out of there. He's not part of them. It's like he You know, in New York, they have the Yale Club. I worked there when I worked construction. And if you didn't graduate from Yale, you can't go there. It's like they don't want any outsiders in. And that's the deal. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back again. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. And more important now than ever, pick up Trump's War, his battle for America. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. And whether it's later today or over the weekend, make sure you pick up a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America, more important now than ever. And also, if you go to michaelsavage.com, you could sign up for the newsletter. And a lot of great stuff there on michaelsavage.com. There's a story that I find troubling out of Copenhagen is... And Imam there saying, fight the Jews and kill them. There's a prophecy appearing to call for the murder of Jews repeated during a sermon at a Copenhagen mosque. It's causing outrage, as it should. And it was released online on YouTube and on Facebook. It was a 30-minute address. And again, I call out to YouTube. I call out to Facebook. Come on. Are you only going to censor conservative stuff that you deem hateful when many times it's not? When this is directly vile and hateful towards our friends of the Jewish faith, fight the Jews and kill them? People say, it's free speech. People say, this is what's going on. No, this is what happens when people feel emboldened. And stuff like this has been going on in mosques around the world, mosques around the United States for a long time now. And the powers that be, the media, the liberal establishments in our major cities have all been turning a blind eye. So, as I said earlier, the handing out, the whispers in a mosque in a little group turn into the shouts in a mosque in a big group. And the handing out of flyers inside the mosque to the people who attend the mosque turns out to people standing on street corners handing out flyers to regular folks who are not of the Muslim faith trying to indoctrinate them. And it just, it's a domino effect, one after another after another. And as the media turns a blind eye to radical Muslim terrorism, as the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, refused to acknowledge Muslim terrorism, radical Muslim terrorism, they've become emboldened. So emboldened that they don't fear any form of consequences from the authorities. They don't fear any form of backlash because they know there's none there. You have idiots like that mayor in New York City, Bill de Blasio, who protects all of the vermin, as Dr. Savage calls them, in the city. So now you have Mundir Abdallah. Mundir Abdallah. He was reported to police after being filmed repeatedly in Arabic. Okay. The verse says, judgment day will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. That's a quote. He also goes on to declare that a caliphate is coming. That is a state governed in accordance with Islamic Sharia law, for those of you who don't know. And this is outrageous, folks. And if you think things like the Holocaust cannot happen again, it starts with little things like this. It actually doesn't start with little things like this. It starts with the powers that be turning a blind eye. It starts with little movements growing into big movements. It starts with people who believe in caliphates, Sharia law, getting on city councils in small towns in the United States, becoming mayors in small towns in the United States, taking over police forces in small towns in the United States. And then it grows to a medium-sized city and maybe a large city. And it's easy to take over the large cities in the United States because the leaders are all a bunch of lily white liberals with their crazed guilt. I don't understand white guilt. I don't understand the guilt of white Americans in this country whatsoever, but they have it. And it's easily manipulated, and radical Muslims know how to manipulate it. So what you see, look at London. London has a Muslim mayor. the minute he was elected into office. You know the famous double-decker buses that go around London? Excuse me, sorry. The tourists use them. There was a sign put on all of them shortly after his election. Glory to Allah. There's pictures online. All you got to do is Google it. Glory to Allah. Beautiful city of the once beautiful city of London. It's not beautiful anymore, ever since they kicked out Dr. Savage. But it's fallen. They've done what the Nazis couldn't do, only they've done it very small. And actually, banning Dr. Savage probably didn't help. Which, by the way, you go on the website, michaelsavage.com, you can sign the petition. The petition that is requesting from President Trump to step in and remove the ban of Dr. Savage there in Britain. So you want to check that out as well. But anyway, we've got this part of a 30-minute address, as I mentioned, originally released on YouTube and Facebook, was later translated, and it's full of hate. Now, anybody can go on YouTube. There's no net nanny or any of that stuff that's going on there. Do we hear any outrage coming? There's outrage in Denmark. You're not going to see it on CNN. You're not going to see it on MSNBC. They're not going to call. If a Christian had called to kill the Jews, it would be the first thing that was up there, okay? But I'd like to know from you, the listeners to the Savage Nation. We have all this hate speech going on. We've seen ISIS around the world call on lone wolf killers to lash out at individuals. There have been too many instances already. It was Nice, France with the truck. There was Berlin with the Christmas fair there where the guy drove the truck into the people. In London just a few weeks ago, a guy ran down a bunch of tourists, two of them American, on bridges there, killed a number of people. Now we have an imam in Copenhagen calling for fight the Jews and kill them. Will this promote lone wolf killers? Will they start lashing out? In Jewish communities, I mean, most major cities have their Jewish communities. I remember growing up in New York, you had Williamsburg and Brooklyn and a number of others, and drive a car down a sidewalk. Will the media then turn the blind eye? Have these people been emboldened because of former President Obama refusing to acknowledge them and always making excuses for them? Kind of like the bad kid in your neighborhood whose parents always make excuses for him, the schools always make excuses for him. What happens to that kid? They get worse, and they get worse, and they get worse until someone gets killed. Why? Because each time they're not disciplined, each time there are no consequences for their actions, they get emboldened. And that is what is happening with radical Muslim fundamentalist terrorists out there. That, hey, you don't get more of a pat on the back than a commendation from the former president of the United States, do you? And what did the media here in the United States do? The vermin in the media, as Dr. Savage calls them. They did nothing. They turned a blind eye. They refused to acknowledge what was right in their face. Mosques being used to indoctrinate young people, mosques being used to promote terrorism, mosques being used to call death for the infidels. And now we have YouTube and Facebook. Where are you, Mark Zuckerberg? Where are you, Sergey Brin? Where are you, Larry Page? Come on. They're calling to fight the Jews and kill them. Zuckerberg, you should be up in arms about this. Come down off your hill there in San Francisco. Climb over all those walls that you built, that you criticize Trump about. Get this off your moneymaker there, Facebook. It's not conservative? Oh, no. You don't want to violate anybody's right to free speech? You want to allow an imam to post stuff on Facebook that says fight the Jews and kill the Jews? If there's not some type of retribution, if there's not some type of consequence of the actions in Copenhagen and from the world at large, even just verbal backlash that condemns this, it's only going to get worse. And then the deaths will happen. And the blood will be on their hands. It'll be on the hands of Islam. It'll be on the hands of the tech gurus in San Francisco. It'll be on the hands of Barack Obama. And it'll be on the hands of every Democratic politician here in the United States who turns a blind eye every time some Black Lives Matter person walks up to a cop and blows his head off. Every time some indoctrinated Muslim goes radical and drives a car down a street, whether in a small or medium or large city in the United States or elsewhere, and kills a bunch of people. The blood will be on their hands because they refuse to do anything about the problem when the problem was smaller. And let's say it hasn't been small for a long time. But this is what we have going on now. Again, it used to be a whisper. And the whispers grew to shouts. The shouts moved outside. And now the shouts are on YouTube and Facebook. And they're going international. I got to give credit to the terrorists, and I'm not saying that facetiously, that when it comes to recruiting young people off of the internet, there's nobody better. They are the greatest headhunters out there in modern day. They are able to take weak, feeble-minded, silly-brained, dumb American kids and radicalize them without stepping away from their computer. And we have companies like YouTube and companies like Facebook who allow this hate to be put on their networks, their bandwidth, whatever you want to call it, their sites that reach, what, over a billion people. Facebook has more than a billion registered users. YouTube, forget it. I mean, it's a come-and-go thing there. But if you're conservative and you just went on there and said, I don't like Barack Obama's shoes, and I don't like Obamacare, oh, hate speech, bigoted, got to get off there. You're a conservative group who wanted tax-free status from the IRS? I can't have that. Obama nixed that behind the scenes. Got a Secretary of State who's selling influence, who longs to be president. Illegal activity on an illegal server? Oh, that's fine. Can't have that. Yeah, that's fine. That's all well and good. Truly an amazing phenomenon that we have going on here in the world. And I'm appalled by it, but it's only going to get worse. If you're conservative, too bad. If you kill people, you're a Muslim, you blow something up, oh, here's the liberal excuse. It's just a rogue faction. It's just a small percentage of them. That's always the excuse. I get that from callers. I get it in emails. I get it from people on the street. It's not all Muslims. It's not all of this group of people. It's not all of that group of people. It's just a rogue element. It's just small. Let's get to the phones. Lee, WTMA in South Carolina. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I agree with the radical Islams and all of that stuff. I'm with Trump on that. My thing, and you spoke about it last hour, is about, you know, the media are scrutinizing Trump, but the problem is, there's too much evidence that indicates that Trump is in league with Putin. Until Trump clears this up, there'll always be a legitimacy issue.
Now, Lee, you say you're a Trump supporter, right?
No, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. But let me ask you this. Don't you think, I asked the previous caller this, don't you think if there was any evidence of any kind negative that showed a hint of collusion between Trump and the Russians, it would be leaked?
The investigation is just starting.
No, it didn't. It started 7 months ago.
Yes, but they're just getting subpoenas. They're just getting information.
Come on, Lee. Let me ask you this. When Barack Obama was president, he knew that the Russians were hacking emails, okay? And he did nothing about it. Why? Because he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and it was no big deal. He knew about Russian hacking in 2015 and 2014. Why didn't he do anything about it then? It only became an issue after Hillary Clinton lost the election.
True. He got with Mitch McConnell. He didn't want to try to change the election, so he and Mitch McConnell to do a joint press conference saying that this is what's going on and this is what we're going to do, but Mitch McConnell did not want to do it, and if he did it by himself, then it would look like he was...
But you didn't answer my question. If the Russian hacking was such a problem, Barack Obama knew about it years ago. Why didn't he do anything while he was president?
What they did this time was they mechanized, along with WikiLeaks, this fake news stuff, and that...
Hold on, Lee. Just for the record, Hillary Clinton has said on the record during the second debate that those emails are all real. So that means the crimes committed on those emails is all real. She said it. Those emails are real. She said it during the second debate. No one has ever said the emails were fake. So that brings me to the question to you and all the other Hillary supporters. The fact that those emails revealed crimes on the part of the Hillary campaign, John Podesta, and others, you have no problem? You still voted for someone who you knew was a criminal?
Hillary is not a criminal.
Okay, let me ask you this. The email server, having that is illegal. correct?
No, that is not illegal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Passing classified and top secret information through said email server is illegal too, is it not?
Call me. We have the FBI, the Justice.
All right. Thanks for your call. You got nothing. You're just going to start rambling and wasting the valuable time here on the Savage Nation when we have bigger problems of ISIS-like groups wanting to kill Jews, not just in Copenhagen, but across the world. All of you Trump haters, all of the Hillary supporters who can't get over the fact that she lost the election, have your fun chasing Russian unicorns, all right? And while you're chasing Russian unicorns, some Muslim's going to jump in a truck in a street near you. I hope it doesn't happen, but the possibility happens because of people like this Imam Mundir Abdallah in Copenhagen calling for Jews to be killed. They don't care if they kill Jews. They don't care who they kill as long as they're not Muslims and they kill. Actually, they care if they're just killers. Because 9/11, a lot of Muslims died in those buildings as well. But what we have here now is a coordinated effort. You have YouTube. You have Facebook. You have an imam in Copenhagen, and we have nothing being done about this radical hatred being broadcast online. You guys are worrying about a fake news story from fake news organizations like CNN and MSNBC, and you don't realize the danger that's in front of you. Radical Muslims want to cut your head off. They want you dead. And they are now targeting Jews, just like they did in Germany, just like they did in Poland in 1930s and 1939, the Warsaw ghettos. You think it can't happen again? Or if you think it's only going to happen to the Jews, you're crazy, okay? Because they want all of us dead. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Lou Pate here with you. And, of course, if you have not got your copy of Trump's War, you must pick it up. Trump's War, His Battle for America. Much of what we're talking about here today, whether it be the media, whether it be radical Islam, is all there. And it's like reading our news events in real time. We'll take a quick break. You are listening to Lou Pate here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, and he will be back on Monday. But now, more important than ever, as we head to the end of the show, pick up your copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one New York Times bestseller. You will not be disappointed. Hey, special thanks to Robert. Special thanks to Jim. I could not have done the show without you. I appreciate it. And everybody have a great and safe weekend. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.